Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Ground Zero, the headquarters of Greater Than We Event Planning. And we're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by our friends at Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Well, today is a lot of fun. It's I Love My Office, and we do it every week, and some lucky office or business is the recipient of so many gifts and prizes that we will let you know about at the end of this that we can thank. And so today we are with not only a great company, but a winner of one of the winners of the Best of Westchester. That last night we all were at the event, the Best of Westchester event at Glen Island. And Susie Mordo, who is the owner of Greater Than We Event Planning Company and who is also an empowerment mentor, was a winner yet again. I mean, if you look back here, many, many awards, many years in a row. So congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
You must have a secret sauce. What is it to be winning year after year? There's a lot of event planning companies in Westchester, but you're getting singled out as the best. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm imagining that I'm sort of connecting in with those on my mailing list, and they're showing me the love because that's what I try to do to them.
Okay. And when you say show the love, you don't just mean that an offside thing. I think that's your mantra, right? The business is basically runs on that. So tell us about Share the Love. Where did it originate from, and what is it?
Well, as an event planning company, I think that our kind of mission is really to create moments for people to feel the love. And that's not just our clients, but it's their guests as well. And that at the day of the event, when we are in the event, all together, after all the choices and decisions have been made, everybody's really, the energy around that is really special, and that's all about feeling the love for each other, for whoever we're celebrating, and taking that home with us.
I like that because, you know, I hear from so many people, I've never been married, but I have heard from people who've gotten married that what is supposed to be the day of ultimate love can often turn into such a production that it's hard for the people, the bride and groom, to actually remember feeling anything during all of it because they were just so kind of into the details of it. So feeling the love, I would imagine, is really what makes you unique and probably what, you know, makes you rise to the top as the best in Westchester.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's about being present, right? So if they decide to hire an event planner, whoever that is, they are basically investing in their own time and being present at their event. So we can, you know, we'll do the heavy lifting for them.
Absolutely. Now, I know that in addition to your exciting and very successful event planning business, you are also an empowerment mentor. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. Tell us what you're doing with that. I know you're taking it to companies and such, and you even have some amazing products here, some affirmation cards. So tell us all about your mentoring side of your business and life.
So, well, there's a holistic side to all of it, right? So as I was fortunate enough to be involved with creating these these affirmation cards, and they are called the Feel the Love Transformation Cards. They're 53 positive messages, and I use those really all the time when I just kind of need to be nudged back to center, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, or, you know, I have to take a breath. And they're really kind of a low-tech, high-touch tool.
Yeah.
And I use them with the clients. Even when we're event planning, before we start a meeting, we'll pull a card, you know, what do we need to hear, and then take a breath and get present. And so I use those whether I'm doing public speaking or hosting a vision board workshop. They kind of bake their way into whatever I do.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have a collection of affirmation cards, or not affirmation cards, necessarily angel cards and all mm-hmm. the different types of decks. I just really enjoy them. But these are lovely and a great reminder. I pulled one. It said, reflect on your achievements. And actually today, that's something I feel like I'm needing to do. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the things that we haven't quite yet accomplished or we're on the road to accomplishing. But sometimes, why not just reflect on what we've already accomplished?
Exactly.
It's easy to be more grateful that way, right?
Absolutely. You look back a year ago and, you know, where you stand now to where you were a year ago, there's always progress that's made. So, you know, maybe we haven't achieved all the goals we want, but we've moved ourselves closer to it, hopefully.
Absolutely. And so do you go into individuals' homes and then also into companies, and you help to share your positive messaging, correct?
Well, I speak with different companies, and we also, sometimes I will have workshops where they'll come here into this office, into the conference room, and host it that way. But either way, you know, I can go to them, I'll meet them where they are, or they can come here.
Well, Susie Morto, congratulations again on winning that. But I can see that the way you approach everything is much more holistic, and I think it's more about deep satisfaction than winning awards for you.
100%.
Yes, and I know that you really turn people's events and their lives into something that they can be proud of and feel really good about, and feel the love. You can never feel enough love, right, in life?
Absolutely. Well, and I hope that you'll be taking some of these cards home with you and use them yourself.
I would love to. Thank you so very much. Susie Morto, the owner of Greater Than We Event Planning and an empowerment mentor. If you need to hire her, how can they reach you?
They can hop onto our site at greaterthanwe.com. I also have a susiemorto.com for the empowerment part.
Beautiful stuff. And I'm Laura Smith, and we want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors who have helped to make this a celebration today at Greater Than We here by providing all the great spoils and riches. We've got Westchester Cantina Kitchen in White Plains. We have Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Oasis Day Spa, Grey Rock Florist, and Nancy Carr. She's a designer for Jay Hilburn. And more to come from I Love My Office here today, Susie Morto, and Greater Than We. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you so much.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Greater Than We Event Planning Company in Briarcliff, New York. We are produced today by Shark Creative, but we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, we're here today, and we're celebrating this great company with a party, an office party. I love my office. They won. And so we're very happy to all of our sponsors who helped to make this so much fun for a company that enters. And you can do the same thing by going to westchestertalkradio.com and finding the entry form there for I Love My Office. And we'll talk about the sponsors in just a little bit. But with me today is Barbara Vinciguerra. She is the owner of Fit House in Fit House New York. And I saw you last night at the great the Best of Westchester event, and I said, "Oh, that sounds like such a cool place." So it's so nice to have you here today. Tell us all about it.
Thank you for having me, and for Susie for inviting me. Fit House New York it's an adult fitness center with group fitness classes and indoor cycling. Really unique indoor cycling, actually. That's one of our areas of specialty, is that. So basically, it's me. I'm it. You. Fit House New York. Susie also teaches a Sunday soul cycling class there. That's a little bit of spiritual and performance. And I have another woman, Karen, who was with me last night at mm-hmm. Best of Westchester. So we're a very small company, but we are big in terms of the number of people in the Westchester community that we service.
And the impact that you're having. So first of all, where are you located?
We are located in Ardsley inside House of Sports.
House of Sports. Yep. Okay. What is different about Fit House than maybe some of the other more, you know, some of the chains, New York Sports Club and all, and Planet Fitness and all that? Tell us your specialty about Fit House.
Well, you know, one thing about Fit House is that it's not a gym or a club that when you walk in, it's me. So mm-hmm.
Family.
And every time that you come in, you know specifically what you're going to be doing. So it's not, I walk in, it's like, what am I going to do today? And you look around and look at machines. I don't know how to use any of this. So it's more of a, I'm your coach, you're my team, here's our practice, this is what we got going on today. So it's very structured in that aspect. And there's a different, you know, outcome for each class dependent upon the day, the time that you come, and the benefits that you're going to get out of it. So when you come, it is 1 hour of solid quality of effort.
Yes. Now, when you say classes, what kind of classes do you have?
It's basically adult group fitness classes. So it's boot camp style, strength training, cardio endurance, and then indoor cycling. So we've got it's state-of-the-art indoor cycling studio set up with high-performance software that talks to the bikes. The bikes have computer monitors on them, mm-hmm. and it's a really cool experience for the people that come in that take the classes. And then in addition to that, the other side of the company is weight loss. I have a huge weight loss challenge that I put on. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks. The goal is in 6 weeks, lose 20 pounds. It's a whole accountability system set up, classes, diet, nutrition, workout, everything. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, we've had over 100 people that have gone through the program and amazing success. So last night, if you saw, you know, across our billboard, what we had was, you know, all of our success stories.
Yes, I saw the pictures of the people. And what is the average weight loss, or is it different for every person?
The initial goal is for individuals that really are looking to lose between 15 and 20 pounds in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks to start. But weight loss is a long-term process.
Oh,
so
yes.
Most people continue on for another 12 to 18 weeks to get to the results that you saw last night where people were losing 40 to 50 pounds.
Yes.
In that time.
It's exciting. I started to lose weight on January 1st this year, and I am happy to report I've lost 35 pounds.
That's awesome.
But I think that I haven't added the component of exercise enough to it, because I think that would expedite it, because it's been slow. I mean, we're in the eighth month now.
Okay.
And although it's a great accomplishment, you know, I mean, I think I would like to be a little further along, and I think it's because I have not added a great exercise routine.
Yeah, that it will make a big difference in terms of not only the weight loss side of it, but also the body composition side of it. So looking at, you know, when you lose weight, where is that weight actually coming from? So like if you saw the pictures last night, the individuals, not only do we measure your weight loss on a scale, but your percentage of body fat compared to lean muscle tissue, which is important for long-term weight loss success.
And I think us as, you know, as real adults, you know, kids, they lose weight so quickly. But I think for you know, middle-aged people like myself, and, you know, we need a little bit of hand. I do. I don't know everything. And I feel like I could, you know, that what you offer is much more connected type of approach, as opposed to, like you said, just letting somebody walk in and say, okay, I guess I'll try this today or that today. It sounds like at Fit House, you really take each client on as a personal project.
your success is my success. So when you win, I win. You know, I'm one of the reasons why I came into the industry is to help people change their lives. And many of the people that come in are on various types of medications or have, you know, serious health issues that it changes your life.
Yes.
So, and it is, as you mentioned, it's the support. You have support there, not only for myself, but the community, which is, it's an awesome community.
I bet it. I had a great feeling when I went by it yesterday, and the energy surrounding it was feeling so good. So you won Best of Westchester, and it sounds like for a very good reason. Congratulations.
Thank
to you.
You.
How many years has Fit House been in?
I've been in the industry for 30 years. Fit House New York has been operating for 3 years now.
Terrific. So, yeah. Oh, it's exciting. Well, thank you so much, Barbara Vinciguerra, the owner of Fit House New York. And where are you located again? Ardsley.
In Ardsley, inside House of Sports.
Inside House of Sports. And how can people find you? What is your website?
It's fithouseny.com.
Perfect. fithouseny.com. And we want to thank everyone here that has helped to make I Love My Office a big success at Greater Than We, the company here in Briarcliff, New York, where we're at today. And we're celebrating, as always, by having delicious food from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. Gray Rock Florist and Joseph Richard Florist provide these beautiful, beautiful magenta and purple flowers we're seeing today. Chocolations and Mamaroneck, gorgeous chocolates. The Capitol Theater always providing tickets and great entertainment in the area in Portchester. MSM Designs, social media specialists, they're part of this as well. Oasis Day Spa giving out massages here today. They're located in Dobbs Ferry. MJ Hilburn, stylist Nancy Carr. That's all part of I Love My Office, and your office can win as well. Just go to westchestertalkradio.com and download the form and fill it out. I'm Laura Smith today at Greater Than We in Briarcliff, New York for Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live today from Greater Than We Event Planning in Briarcliff, New York. Well, we are produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, great to be here today for I Love My Office. That's right. And you could love your office, too, by helping them to win a great prize package. And we come there and we broadcast live. So I'll be happy to tell you about the sponsors in just a little bit. But first, I want to welcome to the show Jen Ives. She's an owner and graphic designer of her own company. It's called Chives Creative. Chives as in the dip.
Yes.
or the vegetable. I'm thinking potato chips and dip. Oh, anyway, Chives, that's very cute, though. It sounds creative.
Thank you.
What kind of creative work do you do besides graphic design?
My business is for parties. So I brand logos. I create logos. I design them. I work with mostly bar and bat mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. So we come up with a plan. I design their logo. I also sell favors. Mm-hmm. I do decor. And I love it. It's great. It's a fun thing to do.
Oh,
to meet
it
with
sounds
the kids,
so creative. Yes.
Working from the very beginning, planning the party, using the logo throughout the party, branding, decor, what favors they'll throw out, what they're going to give out to the crowd, all things like that that are fun.
Now, I am not well versed in bar and bat mitzvahs, but I didn't. So they create logos for the kids now?
Yes.
Is that like the new thing, or has it been around
forever?
It's
a lot different than when we were going to bar and bat mitzvahs.
So what is it? Say they get to design like their own look?
Well, the kids these days will say, oh no, I have a theme. Let's say my theme is hearts and flowers, or I want to do something with my initials, or I like the colors turquoise and purple, things like that. Or I like a sports theme, a baseball theme. I come up with something with them. We work together, design something that speaks to them and says a lot about them, and that is used on whatever favor they would like to give out at the party.
I see. And is
so
it...
So sweatshirts.
Yes. Oh, okay. So, wow. Yeah.
Bags, pajama bottoms, hoodies, you know, anything. Pretty much anything can have a logo on it.
That's exciting and must be always just fun.
The kids love it. Yeah, they get very excited.
That's terrific. And how are you associated with Greater Than We event planning?
So Susie and I have worked together for a bunch of years now. I love Susie. Susie brings clients to me. I have my own clients, but sometimes she brings people to me and we work together. And Susie's a great facilitator. She has wonderful energy. And we work together with a client. So Susie, this is... Benjamin, this is what he would like to do. This is where he's having his party. This is what we envision. And so I'll come up with a design for them, work on the favors, what kind of swag are we giving out, all of that stuff. So
that's so neat.
Yeah, it's great.
I was looking at the two of you across the table, and you could be sisters.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely, I think you've been
yes.
around each other enough now. You're starting
you're right.
to both, and you both have great energy. So that's a beautiful thing, and you must really get a lot of clients in the Westchester area, but do you also go into maybe...
Oh, I work in the city as well.
Okay.
I have clients in the city, mostly Westchester, but I have also worked with people and never met them on the phone because some people will say, you know, could you design a logo for me? And not just for bar and bat mitzvahs, but let's even say for corporate. For a corporate sponsor or merchandise or for a sports team, I'll design it and have it shipped to them.
That's exciting.
Never having
How about
them.
Wedding things or wedding themes?
Yes. We don't do favors for weddings, at least not now. But I also work with party planners. I print out place cards. I do menus. So I work on that type of thing for weddings.
One stop. Chives Creative. Sounds wonderful. Where are you located?
Thank you. I'm in Chappaqua.
Oh, Chappaqua. Chives,
yes.
Chappaqua. Okay, very good to know. What's your website where people can find you?
It's chivescreative.com.
Easy enough. Well, thank you so much, Jen Ives of Chives Creative. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had a chance to get a massage.
It was wonderful.
Yes.
It was great. Yes, that and the food. Everything was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes, if we could have massages every day at work, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, we're thankful to Oasis Day Spa and Dobbs Ferry. They always have the wonderful Mary or someone from there to come in and give massages. Also, Jay Hilburn stylist, Nancy Carr, beautiful men's menswear, beautiful. Joseph Richard Florist, Gray Rock Florist as well. They provide the flowers and chocolations in Mamaroneck. Everybody needs chocolate. Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains for the food today, the delicious sandwiches, and the Capitol Theater providing tickets and entertainment from Port Chester and MSM Designs. They are our social media specialists. So this is all part of the prize package that you can win as well if you download our form at westchestertalkradio.com and you say, I want to love my office up. This is what you get. It's all good. Westchester Talk Radio, and I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting today from Greater Than We Event Planning in Briarcliff, New York.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, short or long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Greater Than We Event Planning in Briarcliff, New York. We're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. A lot of fun today for I Love My Office at Greater Than We Event Planning, a wonderful company that does events. Yes, it's in the name event planning, but they do it with a twist, and that's with a whole lot of love. It's behind everything that owner Susie Mordo believes in, and when she conducts her business in both mentoring, self-empowerment, and her event planning, she believes that it's all about love and sharing the love. So it just so happens that her daughter, Susie's daughter, is with us today, Stephanie Mordo, and she's such a fascinating person, and getting ready for such an adventure, we thought it would be a great idea to interview her a little bit. So hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. So you're around your mom, obviously, all the time, and she has this whole motto of, you know, do it with love and feel the love, and bringing that into her business practices, which I think is just terrific. How did that affect you in any way? Is she like that all the time and at home too?
Yeah, definitely. I think it actually all started with when I was a little girl. She was all about kindness matters. My grandma had this motto, manners matter. And I remember later in my life, she told me that when she would go to parent-teacher conferences, they would tell her all about how I was doing in school, academically. And my mom's first question is, but is she kind? Like, yes. Is she a nice person? And
isn't that wonderful? That really, you know, it sets you apart in many ways, you know, because one thing is to be all successful and everything, just as your mom's business is, mm-hmm. but it's with the energy behind it and the love behind it, and that trumps everything. So that's exciting. You have an amazing adventure you're about ready to embark on. Tell us.
Oh, yeah. I'm super lucky to have such a supportive mom who will let me go on this adventure. And
where are you going?
I'm going to be traveling to Ireland for 3 months and farming out there. I just got an environmental studies degree at the University of Colorado Boulder. Mm-hmm. And I took this sustainable agriculture class that kind of shaped what I wanted to start my life doing after school.
And you are already doing, because you just graduated in May, correct?
Yeah.
So you're going to Ireland, sustainable agriculture. You're going to be working on an organic farm.
Yeah. One of the practices of agriculture that we discussed in class was permaculture, and it's this type of agriculture where you're basically working with your environment to create seasonal foods instead of manipulating the environment to create foods that
and making them in a laboratory. Thank you very much. Right, all this news about creating meat from in a laboratory. Yeah. I don't know. That just something about that sounds a bit odd and strange. So yes, this sounds incredible. But Ireland, what an incredible backdrop! And I would imagine that the environment really impacts the kind of food that's available there. Because I mean, or at least from what I've heard, you know, there's a lot of rain, right?
Yeah, very gray. I've heard. I'm excited to see what the country's like. I've seen pictures and it's super green and beautiful. And I actually just saw an article that they are going into a more sustainable route by trying to get rid of all of their oil shares. And I thought that was interesting.
Meaning what? That they're going to be using a different form of
energy.
Energy. Exciting. You said they're going through a drought recently. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. This past summer, it's been the driest summer that they have ever experienced. So traveling-wise, it's actually perfect because it's super sunny. But from a farmer's standpoint, it's not the best.
In an environmental studies program that you just graduated from, is the world's climate really changing drastically, or just sort of the way it's been going for millennia?
I believe so, but I think it's kind of a give and take, both, because there are periods where it's warmer on our planet and periods where it's colder, but I think that we have an impact on how rapid it's changing. Okay. Because our planet can stabilize itself pretty easily. It's just that we're not helping in that process.
Well, what a fascinating career you're embarking on, and I wish you a wonderful three-month stint. You may stay. I have a feeling that's what young people do sometimes. You know, maybe Susie Susie will be getting a letter in the mail saying, just an extra 3 months, Mom, or 3 years, something like that. But anyway, thank you so much for coming today and telling us about it and for spreading your kindness out into the world the way your mom taught you to do.
Oh, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much. And part of our I Love My Office celebration today, Stephanie Mordo, the daughter of Susie Mordo, who owns Greater Than We here in Briarcliff. It's an event planning company that has been number one for Westchester's number one in, boy, countless years. It looks like about four or five here. And last night she was there at the big event for the Best of Westchester. But them, and not only that, but also her mentoring and personal development company that she is running as well, Susie Mordo. It's just a wonderful all around. It's all about the love, she says. So we want to thank the people who made I Love My Office possible today. Joseph Richard Florals and Gray Rock Florist together provided the flowers. Chocolations in Mamaroneck, well, that says it all. They provided the chocolate. Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, delicious salad and sandwiches today. They're in White Plains, the Capitol Theater with free tickets. The MSM Designs Company, they're a social media specialist company. Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry, they're here giving massages. And Jay Hilburn, stylist Nancy Carr, beautiful purveyor of men's wear. Well, it's been such a great day, and I Love My Office is available to you as well. All you have to do is go to our website, Westchester Talk Radio, and download the form and enter in to win. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from Greater Than We. It's in Briarcliff, New York, and we're being produced today by Shark Creative. We're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. We're here for I Love My Office today. Every week we celebrate an office, and they get, oh, so many prizes and wonderful things, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Speaking of wonderful, we have somebody here who you are very familiar with already at Westchester Talk Radio. Her name is Kate, better known as Intoxicate. She's the creator of Intoxicate, which is as a restaurant promoter in Westchester and Fairfield counties. Kate, you've got your own show on here. I mean, I probably don't even need to introduce you.
You're so sweet.
What, tell us when your show is.
So the show airs twice. It airs here, right here on Westchester Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then it's also on 1490 WGCH out of Greenwich, Connecticut, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
And so tell us what you do. You go around to every restaurant in Westchester and Fairfield and sort of critique them, or for lack of a better word, or just more, do you blog about them? What do you do?
So Intoxicate is not a critique. We definitely don't do any critiquing there. It's all about kind of promoting and spreading awareness of what's in Westchester and Fairfield County. So I kind of shudder at the word review, because everyone asks me if I review restaurants, and that's not what I do. I try to be a restaurant recommender. So I'm like your matchmaker. So you can contact me and say, you know, hey, Kate, a bunch of my girlfriends and I are going out Saturday night. We're going to be in this area. You know, we love craft cocktails. Where should we go? And then I can make some recommendations for you. So when I go to restaurants and write about them, I try to keep that in mind and kind of paint the picture for you of like, okay, yeah, I fit into this, you know, model. This is the kind of place that's in my vibe. It's on my frequency.
Yeah.
So you can kind of be introduced to new places.
Oh, that's really exciting. So you must try all these places out, right? What a tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to take the calories for you, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's kind of how I roll. I just kind of taste everything and try to be as healthy as possible in my natural life.
I'm sure. You know, I'll tell you what, I've grown up all over the world, but living in Westchester County, and then being so close to Fairfield as well, I mean, we have world-class food, at dining and drinking going on. We're so fortunate. Mm-hmm. And it's, sometimes it's like there is just so much to choose from and there's new places every day. Mm-hmm. So it's probably hard to even say to you, like, what are your top three? You don't do that.
I don't do that. Yeah. Cause it's
you're
too
an equal
hard.
Opportunity promoter.
That's right. I mean, if you narrowed it down to say like, oh, what's, you know, the three best places you've been lately or, you know, what's opening or what's in a specific
okay,
area.
Okay, let's do that.
What's opening?
What are your,
the three places. Okay.
And then tell me what's opening after
okay.
that.
So three places that I've really enjoyed that I've been to lately. The first one would be Station House in Portchester.
Okay.
Ooh. Love this spot.
Used to be the beer garden there or whatever?
The beer garden's still there. The Station House is actually inside the station. Same owners, but okay. they've put in this amazing brick oven, which has given you killer pizzas, chicken wings that are unbelievable.
Really?
They've got this horchata with a little bit of lemon, some herbs, and olive oil that you cannot go there and miss that dish. It's absolutely delicious and just so light and airy, mm-hmm. You know, for a cheese dish. So that's a really great spot. And I love it because it's still a working train station. Mm-hmm. So people are coming in and out.
Such
and you're,
cool energy.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, and it's beautiful inside. Yeah. Like they restored it and it's just gorgeous. So that's one place that's fantastic. We have a lot of taco places or, you know, kind of Mexican influenced places that mm-hmm. have been popping up. And two that I happen to love, Mission Taqueria in Pleasantville.
Mm.
Absolutely amazing.
Okay.
I had a fantastic meal there with one of the owners. We sat down and just, you know, kind of just talked about food in general, and I got a really great variety of dishes that kind of painted the landscape of what they're doing there. And they have everything from tacos to salads. They have a guacamole that's just killer. That's on my Instagram account, Intoxicate Foodie, if you need to eat with your eyes.
Intoxicate Foodie, got it.
and a killer chimichurri steak.
Okay. Oh, so, sounds so good.
Yeah.
What's the other place? You said another taqueria.
So the other place is Don Hito that just opened up in Mamaroneck. Now it's the sister restaurant to Popohito in Scarsdale, mm-hmm. Which is known, well known, a Best of Westchester winner for gluten-free. And Don Hito is going to be the same type of thing in terms of gluten-free. A lot of the dishes are gluten-free, but they're kind of like this Mediterranean Mexican fusion.
Mm.
And they're actually opening next week, but I got a sneak peek last
night. Where are
they? So they're right on Mamaroneck Avenue.
Okay.
More towards the shore. So
I know there's another one I saw last night at Best of Westchester, Fonda in Mamaroneck. I didn't know that. They're like in the flats near Cablevision. So I haven't tried that either, but
it's interesting,
you
right?
Never have too much Mexican food. I mean,
I think that's like the thing right now is everybody's about the tacos. I don't know if it's like the Taco Tuesday hashtag or what, but everyone's just digging
me. It's
the
just
tacos.
Guacamole. I could have it basically for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
it's not
good.
Sure
that's good stuff. It's good stuff.
It's exciting now, and some places that are opening right now.
Don Hito is one of them. We're waiting for the team at 105-10 in right here in Briarcliff to open up 105-20 in Croton. So that should be really cool. But there's just like so many like different things. The team at Village Social and Mount Kisco are opening up locally there. They finally found a spot for their ramen place, so I'm dying for that
ramen
to open.
Place.
I can't even. I'll be completely honest with you, and I tend to shy away from saying stuff like this, but if you haven't had Mogan Anthony's food, you have not lived. This chef is probably one of the best in the area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's just killing it.
And what's
just,
his place again?
He's Village Social. He's
okay.
He's got a couple.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's
yes.
got a couple of restaurants. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're blogging as well as going to these places and doing radio shows about them? You're also blogging?
Yeah, we're doing a full media kind of blast. So there's a combination of social media. There's the blog post. There's the radio show. It becomes a podcast. And then also there's an online magazine.
Fantastic. Intoxicate. Is that with a K?
It's with a K.
I love it. Great branding.
Thank you.
And a lot of fun. And I know that you're good friends here at Westchester Talk Radio. They talk about you a lot.
I love
all
them.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And you're good friends. Let's just remind everyone, you're good friends with Susie Mordo, who is the owner of Greater Than We Event
yes.
Planning.
Yeah. Love Susie. Work with her very closely on the Susie Mordo side. So the inspirational side. So she's worked with me with everything, to time management, to, you know, just really making sure that my business stays, you know, the inspirational vein that I want it to. I pick her cards every morning. It's like the part, you know, like my morning
ritual.
Routine. Yeah.
Affirmation always, cards. Yep, they're beautiful.
Pull her cards. And just recently attended her vision board class, which was really amazing and super helpful.
Yes. Those are a lot of fun. I have one sitting in my living room for, you know, people are like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
It's good though.
It's good. Stuff. It's a great way to kind of visualize. Just, you know, yeah, visualize and remind yourself of your goals, because we get, absolutely, you know, lost sometimes in that a little bit.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for Kate from Intoxicate. Thank you for being here today, part of the big festivities of I Love My Office at Greater Than We event planning. And Susie Mordo, we want to thank her again, her wonderful company that's all infused with nothing but love. That's why she's the best in Westchester at what she does. We want to thank our great sponsors of I Love My Office, Joseph Richard Florals, Gray Rock Florist as well for the beautiful flowers, Chocolations in Mamaroneck for the chocolate, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains for the delicious lunch today. Today, the Capitol Theater for their ongoing tickets, MSM Design Social Media Specialists, Oasis Day Spa giving fabulous massages here today from Dobbs Ferry, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from Greater Than We Event Planning in Briarcliff, New York. They are this week's winners of I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host for this segment. Special thanks to Laura Smith for helping me out as well. And the Mixmaster, Manny the K, Matt Kay, and the great engineer. And we want to let you know, I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armonk, Ray Rock Florist of Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, who provided the great lunch today, the Capitol Theater in Portchester, MSM Design Social Media Specialist in Tarrytown, Oasis Day Spa of Dobbs Ferry, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. And joining us now, our very next guest we have with us here is Howie Kutcher. And you are a man of many hats. You're a CPA, you're a headhunter, and you also are involved with something called Sing Along with Howie. Which do you want to talk about first?
Well, just the main profession is I'm an employment agency. I get CPA's jobs. I'm a CPA. I still keep my license with Albany. But through a fluky situation 30 years ago, I decided to be a recruiter. However, my passion is piano playing. When I was 8 years old, just like a lot of people, the parents kind of forced them to take lessons, whether it's violin, piano, and guitar, and then they cried to the parents, please, can I stop playing? My parents, my father being a musician, my grandfather, and my two uncles, discouraged me from doing it for a living. It's very hard to make money, but encouraged me never to quit. So I can't believe I'm 51 years I'm playing since I'm 8. Billy Joel, Beatles, Elton John, it's such a passion. I love it, and it makes other people happy, so I do it on a volunteer basis in different places.
So that's really your side hustle, I guess. That's
it
what
is my
you
side,
are, right?
Yes. I'm passionate. I mean, I enjoy being a recruiter, getting people jobs, finding people, but it's nothing like playing piano in front of a crowd, making people smile, bringing back old memories.
Well, let's talk about your role as a headhunter, exactly what you do with that.
Very specialized. There's only about 20 recruiters in the country, as far as I know, to do what I do, corporate tax. I have a master's degree in taxation, CPA, and I was with KPMG for 8 years, or 5 years, with 8 years in accounting and tax. So a lot of recruiters, general accounting recruiters, but not many people deal with Pepsi, IBM, GE. And I kind of joke, like, people flip houses, I flip people. Revlon to Avon, IBM to Pepsi. And that's what I really do. And most people are currently happy at the job, but for different reasons, if they hear a lucrative offer, they'd consider it.
But let's talk about, you know, for people who may not know what a headhunter is, let's say if they need to use a headhunter, they certainly would turn to somebody like you, right?
Well, nowadays with the internet, it changed so much since I got into this business in 1988. In those days, you really, the New York Times in the New York area is the way to go, and the phone book with unemployment agencies, or every now and then people actually would walk into it and say, I need a job. But when it comes to this day and age, the internet's a double-edged sword. It's good because it's bad for me and people in my business because people could go directly to companies, and companies would find people on the internet like Monster and Career Builder and LinkedIn. The positive is I screen the people. And I know I would think after 30 years of being a recruiter and being keeping up with the tax laws, especially the new laws, I know the right questions to ask them.
Yeah, because the tax laws, they keep changing every single year. It gets more and more complicated, and that's where somebody like you comes in, right?
Yep, especially my favorite area was the sales and use tax area. It's usually looked upon as not the most desirable for CPAs and tax people, but this is, I don't want to get too detailed, this is a big decision. Internet retailers have to charge tax in all 50 states. Therefore, sales tax people are going to be more demand than ever, and that's my main area of expertise within tax.
And again, you pretty much cover the entire county, right? Wherever you're needed?
No, the whole country.
Oh, the whole country.
I used to be locally, and since I'm sitting here in Westchester with the internet, I send resumes all over town. I have stuff in the West Coast, Florida, D.C. But I would say my number one area is New York metro area, including Westchester.
That's where most of your clientele is located, right?
Yeah, located here, right. They may have divisions and subsidiaries worldwide, but that's the Westchester County is my main area, correct?
And you're very reliable, right?
I would think so. I wouldn't be in business 30 years if I wasn't.
30 years. That's really remarkable. Do you think you'd be in business that long for 30 years when you first started all that?
Not really. I took it as an experiment. I was 28. I figured out, let me try it for 3 months. I lost my position. I knew I could get another one pretty easily with my credentials. And I wasn't sure if I'd stay in it. And the one thing I don't love, and a lot of recruiters are more, I hate to say salesman-like, there's nothing wrong with that, but a lot of times I find there's a fine line between convincing and begging, and I don't beg. Some people are like, come on, you got to take the job. Trust me, it's great. That's not me. If the background doesn't fit, and I even say to some people, stay where you're at, you're better off, yeah. And lose a commission.
If anybody would like more information about your services, where can they get in touch with you?
On the main, again, employment agency part is www.taxcareers, T-A-X-C-A-R-E-E-R-S, taxcareers.com.
All right. Howie Kutcher, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Howie. We appreciate it. We've been speaking with Howie Kutcher. Again, he's a CPA, a headhunter, and also is involved with Sing Along with Howie. That's his side passion with music. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is I Love My Office. We're broadcasting live today from Greater Than We Event Planning in Briarcliff, New York. We're going to take this short break and be back with more right after this.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live from Briarcliff, New York, the home of Greater Than We Event Planning. For the fourth consecutive year, they were named the top event planner by Westchester Magazine to the Best of Westchester last night. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for this segment, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. We want to let you know, I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Aramont, Gray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, the Capitol Theater in Portchester, MSM Designs of Tarrytown, Oasis Day Spa of Dobbs Ferry, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. And my final guest for today, we have Jamie Bucci. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And you work here at Greater Than We and with the great Susie Mordeaux?
I do. I'm Susie's assistant.
You are. Well,
yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I think I'm going on 2 years now, so right out of college.
And what exactly do you do as her assistant?
Really anything that needs to be done. I like to think that I can kind of do it all, a little bit of everything, but anything on the event end to office work that needs to be done, Susie's other world, other side of things, her personal development, I'll help with that as well. Basically anything that needs to get done. We do it. We get it done.
Yeah, well, I mean, event planning. I mean, there's a reason that you've been named top event planner for 4 years in a row. I mean, there's a trust element. I mean, you gain the trust of the people that use your services, whatever that may be. It could be a wedding, could be a bar mitzvah. That's what they use it for, right?
Definitely. These are huge milestones that these clients want to, you know, celebrate. So it's definitely important to build that trust when working with us because, you know, they want to remember this day and not just as a party, but as a special moment for them and their family and everyone involved. So, yeah, that's what we pride ourselves in, creating moments and, you know, events for people to feel the love.
I want to ask you this, of course, we usually ask this of our guests. Why do you love working here at this particular location? Why do you love your office?
I love my office. Well, obviously love it because it's always a fun time. You know, we always have fun. It's very relaxed, like a relaxed setting, a calm environment where we're able to be creative and we're able to, you know, do the best that we can at our jobs because we feel comfortable and, you know, excited to come in every day. It's a nice place to work.
And your coworkers, you love working with them too?
Yeah. So you had Jen on before, and she's part of our team. And even, you know, all the other vendors who aren't here today, we have a solid crew where we all kind of come together the day of the event and make it happen. And we're definitely like a team, which is important.
Yeah. So what's a typical day like for you? I mean, when you're working with Susie or let's say with a particular client, kind of take us through that.
So every day is different, which also makes this job more interesting and fun because, you know, whether we have an event coming up or we're kind of on the quieter side, there's always something that needs to be done. And it's important to remember that we definitely have fun and relaxed in the office, but we're always, you know, looking ahead to see what else we have come this fall, September, October. We're definitely going to be busy. So this summer has been a lot of, you know, prepping for that and taking care of like the smaller jobs along the way and just kind of staying ahead of the game so that once the events do come up on us, we're ready.
So it's always kind of a busy yeah. season. There's really no downtime, right?
Exactly. It's kind of something's always needs to be done. So we're a good team in that sense, getting the work done.
It's challenging, but it's also fun. And that's what makes it great to
yes.
work here, right?
Rewarding. It's definitely rewarding, I would say.
Every day?
Yes.
Well, if anybody wants more information, again, the website is greaterthanwe.com, right?
Yes.
Yep. And, of course, they can get in touch with you or Susie or whoever they
definitely,
want to talk
yeah,
about.
Reach
if they're
out.
Interested in an event, they can talk to you about that.
Definitely.
Well, we congratulate all of you on winning our contest on I Love My Office. And thanks so much, Jamie. We appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Jamie awesome. Bucci, ladies and gentlemen, she's an assistant to Susie Mordo, who is the owner of Greater Than We Event Planning here in Briarcliff Manor. And they are the winners of I Love My Office. And this has been I Love My Office. I want to thank our sponsors once again. Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, the Capitol Theater, MSM Designs, Oasis Day Spa, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. On behalf of my entire crew, my great friend Laura Smith, who hosted the first half, Maddie the K, Matt K, and the great engineer, thank you as well. Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media, Shark Creative, thanks for setting this up. Susie, congratulations to you and everybody on winning I Love My Office. And by the way, best of Westchester for the fourth straight year. Well done. This has been I Love My Office. My name is Jim Pleafield. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.